Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so on this podcast, I share ideas and strategies. I often share resources, but I also tell stories and I talk about some of my epic fails I've made along the way because ultimately, I'm on this same journey as well. And today, we're not going to talk about project-based learning or design thinking or a lot of those things that we typically talk about. I'm going to share something a little bit more personal, and it's my goal for this year. I love this idea of choosing your one word. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today as we start off this new year. See, each year I choose a single word to focus on as my one word. I know that for some people this might sound cheesy, but I find it really, really helpful. Having a single word helps me stay focused on a general theme for the entire year. I typically create some kind of a visual reminder, often multiple visual reminders. It might be a note card by my computer, a visual on my home screen, or an object that works like a symbol. So, for example, one year I chose the word risk. I had become risk averse and I knew that I was leaning too heavily on best practices while missing out on next practices. My word was risk, but I jotted down the phrase, this could fail, as a permission to fail forward in my creative work and in my teaching. And I put this sticky note, this phrase, this could fail, on my desk. I put it next to my computer, and I actually had it as part of my home screen on the desktop on my computer. It was important to me to take creative risks. One year it was present. I entered the year overwhelmed by projects and deadlines and commitment. I was about to write the final half of my dissertation and my teaching load was increasing as well. I found myself wanting to sort of fast forward to June or July when things would slow down. And present was my one word for that year. It was a reminder to embrace the moment, to focus on the day ahead, and to view all of this as a gift, hence the word present. This was the year that I started doing guided meditation, a practice that I still continue a few years later. In 2021, my word was grateful. I was feeling worn down by the pandemic. I'd spent so many hours doing virtual workshops and keynotes, and I missed the face-to-face professional development that I was used to having a chance to do. I knew masks were necessary, but I was feeling tired from wearing masks, and I was feeling tired of social isolation, and I missed things like concerts and live sports. With grateful as my word, I began the daily practice, or more accurately, the semi-daily practice, because let's be real, I wasn't doing this every day, of a short gratitude journal, a simple paragraph every single day. Again, not really every single day, but you get the idea. And to this day, I still do this at least 3 or 4 times a week. I fill out my gratitude journal, and I just keep it on my notes app on my phone, which then goes to my notes app on my computer. And it's become a practice to embrace this idea of gratitude. It doesn't mean that I have toxic positivity. It doesn't mean that I pretend that things aren't, that things are going great when they're not. Often I will, in that journal, describe the hard times as well. But ultimately, I lean into the idea of gratitude, of finding the pieces, the elements of life that I am grateful for. And for me, it has been a powerful practice. Last year, I chose the word experiment. I wanted to try new things and treat each project as an experiment. A few of these were a total bust. So I had the idea of canine classics, where I would illustrate classic literature with dogs. It sounded really good in my head, but yeah, it wasn't a good idea at all. And I had to abandon that project for obvious reasons. But this was also the year when I began creating new PBL curriculum and experimented with some new art projects. I tried out some new strategies in the courses I teach as well. It was a year where I pushed myself to learn new things and try new approaches. I kept this flowchart that we used in our book, Empower. This question, am I sure this will work? And if the answer is yes, you get the status quo. If the answer is no, you get innovation. This was my visual reminder to embrace the idea of risk and to experiment. This year, I plan to take some of those experiments and turn them into finished products. That's why my word for this year is launch. That's right, my one word is launch. Now, about 6 years ago, I co-wrote the book Launch with my friend AJ Giuliani. We co-designed the launch cycle as a student-friendly design thinking framework. And since then, I've given keynotes and workshops, written blog posts, crafted videos, all on this idea of PBL as the pedagogical framework and design thinking as the creative framework. If you're not familiar, design thinking is a human-centered approach to creative problem solving. It's used in the arts, in engineering, in the corporate world, and in social and civic spaces. While there are many different design thinking models, the Launch Cycle is a student-centered framework that you can use in any subject with any grade level. So it starts with look, listen, and learn. This is where you begin with awareness. From there, you begin to ask questions sparked by that curiosity. And then that leads you to developing a better understanding through research. And really, the goal is an authentic research experience of needs assessments, surveys, watching videos, podcasts, interviewing experts. That builds the background knowledge for you to then navigate ideas. As you plan out your project, you then create a prototype. And then you're going to highlight and fix your prototype. Ultimately, you get to a place where you will launch your work to an authentic audience. And so we created this launch process. In fact, that's the process I used in the creative work that I did all of last year. And yet, despite that, I haven't been doing a great job of launching all of my work. I became a little bit too risk-averse this last year. I wasn't sharing my work out to an audience. I was pulling back a little bit too much. And so this year, my goal is to do that. My goal is to launch these PBL projects. I'm going to be sharing a lot of different resources on Gumroad. I have this whole thing called the Slime Method. And I just shared out, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll know that I sent it out to anyone who was part of my newsletter. They got this free resource that they could download. And so I'm going to be doing a lot more of that. That's my plan. But I also want to share my journey. When we co-wrote the book Launch, George Koros gave us some valuable critical feedback. He said, the launch isn't just the finished product. It's about the process. It's about sharing your journey. And it made me think about my love for art as a kid and how much that stemmed from watching Bob Ross make happy little trees. And even now at 42 years old, so much of what I watch on Instagram is people making art. I love this. And it reminds me of a quote from Austin Kleon who says, become a documentarian of what you do. And the truth is I have been reluctant to share my creative journey because it feels, well, a little bit boring. I tend to write about practical ideas and strategies you can use in the classroom, but I always have this nagging sense of who would want to read this? Who wants to learn about my process? However, the few times that I shared something more personal, I was surprised that it resonated. For example, when I wrote a blog post about being in a car accident and what I learned from that experience, I don't think I had ever gotten so many responses in terms of emails. When I share process-oriented blog posts detailing how I create sketch videos, I was surprised at how many people shared it online. It's one of the most shared blog posts I've written. And this is why I want to share more of myself. I want to share more of my creative journey. I'm not sure what this will look like, but I think it will mean being more open and authentic in this space. I plan to share more of my learning process, including this project that I'm doing called Cat and Doug. So Cat is the dog and Doug is the cat. And the gist of it is that they are, it's a comic strip where they will be hosting a really bad advice column for humans. So like a call-in talk show where people ask for advice and they give them advice that a dog would give and that a cat would give. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to be sharing these in reels, in images, in videos. I don't know where I'm going to even share that project, but I am excited to share that process as I work on designing these characters of Cat and Doug. And that's going to be my own personal genius hour project that has nothing to do with education. So I mention all of this because if you don't connect with me, I would love for you to connect with me. So go to my YouTube channel. If you go to spencervideos.com, this is where I'm going to be creating more videos this year. I'm going to continue to make sketch videos. I'm going to be doing more of the video writing prompts that I've done in the past. If you don't follow me yet on Instagram, I've been having a lot of fun on Instagram. I've been making these longer form, you know, multiple image things on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Spencer Education. So it's at Spencer Education. And I would love for you to connect with me there. I'm going to be sharing a little more of when I travel. So some updates on my feed, kind of letting people know cool things that I've discovered in some of the cities where I've gotten to go to do keynotes and workshops. I'm going to be sharing more of my creative journey in that space. But I'm also going to be sharing some things that kind of blend together images and text. And I'm really excited about doing that. So again, if you could follow me at Spencer Education, that's my Instagram. I would love for you, you know, to continue to connect. And lately I've been having a lot of fun on Facebook. So Facebook is where I share a lot of my ideas. I share things that are shorter than my blog posts. They're a lot shorter. And it's just text. It's me sharing a text-based reflection, some ideas. And I'm really excited about what Facebook is going to look like for me. And so similar to Instagram, my Facebook is Spencer Education. You can click on the link from the blog post that corresponds to this. I write these shorter pieces, and what I love about it is they're spurring some rich dialogue, and I have loved the conversation. I'm going to be posing some questions on Facebook as well. Super excited about that. So again, I would love for you to do that. Check out the Facebook. And then, of course, the last area to follow me, if you haven't done this yet, is my newsletter. So if you go to the show notes, if you click on that and go there, you will see my newsletter, and subscribe to my newsletter. That's where you're going to be getting a lot of, you know, not weekly, but whenever I share new free resources, you can check those out, and you can do that. And then finally, if you are listening to this podcast but you haven't subscribed to it, would you consider subscribing? That would be another way to connect. So in the end, my goal this year is to share, and really, it's this idea of launching. It's going to be sharing my process and sharing my products. It's going to be those Boost PBL products. It's going to be, in all likelihood, at some point, the book Different from Day One that I'm co-writing with my friend Trevor Muir. It's going to be a year of launching work into the world, and I am super excited about it. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Would you do me a favor? If you like this podcast, would you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever it is that you get your podcast? Again, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day, and go out and make something awesome.